Paul Allen's team has the most unusual plan for sending satellites and people into orbit. They'll launch their rockets from the belly of a gigantic airplane, which looks like two 747s bonded together. And constructing that bizarre jet requires a building wide enough to shelter it.
I mean, it is just a massive structure because of the wingspan.
Paul Ghaffari is overseeing Paul Allen's space projects through his Vulcan company. The wingspan is essentially twice as wide as a jumbo commercial jet, so the garage door on the hangar is apparently the biggest ever built. What's the point?
Paul Allen's always had that aspiration and that curiosity and that desire and drive to come up with a new way to put humans into space. And the whole idea, Keith, is to try to get a capability for commercial payload that can be more flexible, safer, and we believe more cost-efficient than the traditional ground launch systems.
Ground launch meaning blasting off a rocket from a launch pad. This rocket will fire its engines after being carried up to about 30,000 feet. The first test flight is supposed to come in just 3 years. Spaceships seem to be the new hobby for billionaires. Jeff Bezos of Amazon has a company called Blue Origin, which is working with NASA to send humans to the space station. And Google's founders have a company in Bellevue that's serious about landing on asteroids and digging for precious metals. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.